From NPR News, it's Day to Day. An update now on one of the most closely watched buyouts on Wall Street. Home Depot has reportedly reached a deal to sell its construction supply unit for $8.5 billion. It's a lot of money, but it's almost $2 billion less than the original negotiated price. Marketplace's Amy Scott is here to tell us more. Amy, that's a nice back-to-school sale price. Why the discount?
Well, as it seems with everything these days, it all goes back to this global credit crunch that we're in the midst of. Back in June, Home Depot agreed to sell its construction supply unit to a group of private equity firms, including Bain Capital and the Carlyle Group. And the price they agreed on at the time was $10.3 billion. Now, the way these deals work is that the private equity firms borrow money from investment banks, who then repackage those loans and sell them to investors in the form of bonds. And as you know, in the last few months, the demand for any kind of debt that isn't backed by the federal government has really fallen off because of the subprime mortgage meltdown. And investment banks have become wary of taking on that kind of debt for fear they'll get stuck with it. So reports say to keep them from walking away from the deal, Home Depot agreed to cut the sale price by 18% and to guarantee some of the debt used to fund the deal.
So does this mean that the private equity boom might be dead?
Well, not entirely, according to one professor I spoke to. Andrew Metrick teaches finance at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School. He says these private equity firms have raised billions of dollars and keep raising it. For example, the Blackstone Group recently closed the biggest buyout fund in history, more than $21 billion. And Metrick says the terms may change, but the buying spree isn't over.
There's a tremendous amount of equity capital that the private equity folks control now, and there's an awful lot of companies out there for them to buy. What it means now is that the price that they're going to be willing to pay and the amount of leverage that they're going to be able to put on the deals is going to be lower.
You know, some see the Home Depot deal as a sort of bellwether. There are an estimated $400 billion worth of buyout deals that are in the pipeline right now. And some analysts predict more companies are going to have to accept lower prices and make other concessions.
And so what does all of this mean for Home Depot?
Well, Home Depot has been wanting to sell this division to focus on its core retail business. But the sale was also meant to fund a $22.5 billion stock buyback program. And so analysts say the company was really anxious to get this deal done, even at a discount.
Thank you so much, Amy. Amy Scott of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, which is produced by American Public Media.